Welcome to episode one of It's a Dark Matter Thing.
Where we're going to be talking about all things space and science and with a twist.
But the twist is us.
We're quite funny. You guys will learn to know that about us.
We think we're hilarious, or
And
people
that's all
might
that
not.
matters is if we think we're funny, then we are.
Yeah, so I guess this first episode we're just going to be talking about us because we're so self-centered.
Like a black hole. Oh, sorry. Oh, that's so good.
So you
Nice.
can get to know us a bit better.
And get to know like what got us into space science and doing astronomy, because I get asked a lot, like, what made you want to do that?
Yeah, me too. So I guess we should start with that. I'm Caitlin.
And I am Taylor. Yeah, we're just talking like
We're just
everyone
like
knows who we
blabbing on like
are.
everyone knows. Yeah. Okay.
My story about what got me into like physics and astronomy is actually quite strange. I'm not gonna lie. So when I was a kid, my dad used to do this thing before we go to bed, and he would like pull his socks up to his knees and like wear a towel as a cape, and he would call himself Nonites Man. And no joke. And he would come in and he would tell us facts about like the universe and space and like just really interesting stuff for, and he made it fun. Like, so as a kid, I'd go to sleep thinking about this stuff, like, oh my God, what's an asteroid? And oh my God, there's like such things as black holes out there. So it was really, really cool. So he just sparked this really big interest in me since a kid. And yeah, I've just gone with it.
Wow, I love that. My mind is not that interesting. Yeah,
You just looked up at the stars and went, yeah, it's my calling.
and well, I was obsessed with Doctor Who when I was little. I was like a super nerd. But yeah, so no interesting bedtime stories for me, just Doctor Who.
Just Doctor Who.
Just
Yeah, no,
Doctor
I
Who.
used to watch Doctor Who as a kid as well. And yeah, I don't know. Hey, it always gives me the heebie-jeebies. So yeah, you are a strange one, that is for sure.
Yeah.
As well as that, did you know that like the uni we go to had astronomy before you wanted to do it, or?
Yes, I did because so in year 10, we went on I don't know what they call it, like some careers testing day where they like took us through and you could choose like three areas that you're interested in and you went through and like spoke to students. And that's where I met Jake. And he was doing his PhD or starting it, I think he was starting. And yeah, so I sat in there and yeah, he was speaking about like I think it was when their program was just starting, like when they were just starting to bring astronomy in. And so he spoke about, you know, what the program was going to be like and, you know, what he was doing and stuff. And it was really interesting and really cool. I was like, that was like when I was like, yes, this is what I'm going to do with my life. I'm going to become Jake.
So for anyone who doesn't know about USQ, they have an astronomy program available for
Oh.
undergraduates, and as well as that, they have a research program looking for exoplanets.
We probably should have spoken about what we're actually, what we're studying, what we're doing. We're not just
We're not
nimrods
just, yeah, exactly.
getting on.
No, but they do really cool stuff. They look at the spectral imprint. Not That's not the word. Imprint is not the
What? I can't say spectroscopy.
That's the one. Yeah, so they look at the basically what when a star burns, you get these elements that will show up as a sort of fingerprint, and they look at stars and way that
It's
people
like a
understand.
like the DNA, like you know, looking at the star's DNA.
Basically. And it's really interesting because NASA and like exo planetary scientists will, you know, send data on what they think, a star they think has an exoplanet, and then the guys at USQ will do some research on the spectral of that star and determine if there is a planet around it. Because, yeah, when a planet transits, you can see all the elements involved.
Yeah, I guess an exoplanet's just a fancy word for another planet
Yeah.
outside
Obviously,
of our
hopefully we
box.
can get one of the guys to talk about it a bit more in depth
Yeah,
in a way that they can explain it, because yeah, it blows my mind every time
yeah.
they explain what they do there, because it's so full on.
We're both doing studying astronomy at university. We're not just, people who get on here and talking about space
Yeah, and
science. We
we're still
actually
learning
study.
as well. So we're learning as well, but as we learn, we want to be able to share everything that we're
Yeah.
learning about with people and inspire you guys. And we're not going to be here and say like we're professionals, you have to believe us. because yeah, we're just really passionate and love to talk about it, and thought, you know, why we have really interesting conversations when we're supposed to be studying.
So each week we're gonna like discuss a different topic or like a different area of astronomy or science or just whatever we feel like talking about, I guess, that week. And then we also want to talk about, I guess, some like strange space theories that we've come across.
Yes, there are a few.
Yeah, there are a few, some better than others. And then each week we're going to put on Instagram, like we did last week, for you guys to ask us questions that you guys might have. And then at the end of the podcast, we're going to go through and answer some of them. So you get that answer. And then if we don't answer your questions straight away, we might be saving it for a later podcast, or we might even answer them on our Instagram story. So if you aren't already, check out our Instagram page. It's a dark matter thing on Instagram as well. And that's our primary source of social media where we interact with everyone.
Yeah,
So
and
yeah,
as
that's
we start getting a bit bigger, we'll hopefully move out onto other platforms as well.
yeah.
Later
And
on
we
there
don't
will
want our
be.
episodes to go for too long, so we're hoping that they'll just go for an hour. This one will obviously be a little bit shorter because we're just really talking about ourselves, and
Yeah.
that's about it. We didn't have a topic this week, just us.
Yeah, just asking a little bit about what we do. We're right in the middle of our exam block at uni,
So, instead of studying, we've created a podcast.
it was definitely an avoidance, I think. Avoidance of study. Let's make a podcast instead.
Don't worry, we are diligent students. We do try hard.
I swear, I
Most
swear.
of the
Most of
time.
the time. Awesome,
Okay,
awesome.
so will we get into answering some questions now? We want to talk a little bit more about science rather than us.
Yeah. So on our Instagram page, we had a fair few questions actually come in, which was amazing to see. We've had the page up for about, what has it been, 4 days?
Three or 4 days, and we've
Yeah.
already hit 100 followers. Thank you all so much for following and
Yeah, which
supporting
is,
us.
you know, in the social media realm, it might not seem like much, but you know, to really think you've got 100 people standing in front of you that want to listen to what you do and what you're interested about is just
Yeah,
astonishing already.
I
And before
really
we
was
even
not.
started.
Yeah, we haven't even uploaded the podcast yet. So yeah, thanks
Yeah.
for everyone who's followed our Instagram page and asked us questions.
Yeah, amazing. So we'll go with the first question that came in. I think Caitlin posted up a checklist, and her one of was it one of your friends jumped on and said the first question?
Oh
Yeah, I
yeah.
think it was. And it was does space end? And it she said that it scares her quite a bit thinking about it, which it does for a lot of people, because yeah, space is a very big place.
So we want this to be a space where you guys can ask your questions and not feel like scared or overwhelmed about learning about science.
Yeah,
I thought we
no
probably should have
way.
mentioned that first. We want this, like, you guys to see how we see science as something that's fun and interesting and not scary, and that anyone can do it. Like, you don't have to be super smart, or you don't have to be, like, the next genius to
No.
understand science.
No, definitely not. And yeah, I have because in as a job while I'm doing uni, I'm a tutor, and I have a lot of students say to me that, learning about space scares them because it's very unknown and very underwhelming for a lot of people to think that they're so small. And I completely understand that. My physics teacher used to say that sometimes you'll sit there and really try and imagine just how big the universe is and just how small he is, and then he gets really sad and wants to cry and has to stop, starts to stop thinking about it. And I was like, yeah, I can see that. I can see that. Yeah. So at the moment, scientists don't know if space ends. There's only so far we can see. That's basically the answer to that question. We don't know. It's basically the answer to a lot of astronomy questions.
No, too hard to move on.
Too hard, goodbye. But no, no, space is a very interesting place because we know that it's expanding
Accelerating.
and accelerating. Yeah, definitely. And there's when space expands, it actually stretches light. So it becomes the wavelengths become longer and longer, and it means you need much more sensitive telescopes to be able to see further and further. So there's a bit of a barrier there to be able to really find the edge of space if it does end or if it doesn't end. Anything to add, Caitlin?
No, I don't think I do. We probably should have mentioned at the start as well that this podcast will be suitable for people of all ages. We did have some people asking if it was like suitable for little kids because they wanted to play it for their kids in the morning on like school runs and stuff. But yeah, so this podcast will be suitable for everyone.
And especially with some of these topics, it's a bit hard to explain it in a way that everyone's going to understand. So if we do speak about a topic and you guys are like, oh, we want to know more, or I couldn't get my head around that, and you let us know what was probably stumping you, we will do our best to try and simplify it as much for you guys.
So we're moving on to the next question. So the next question we got was on our weekly questions. And how are energy waves detected from the beginning of the Big Bang? So I think this is talking about the cosmic microwave background radiation. It's a bit of a mouthful to say.
Yeah, that's why every astronomer you will meet will call it CMB.
Yep, CMB. So basically, this was detected with Planck's satellite, and they weren't actually looking for this. It just appeared, and they were like, oh, hello.
Who
Yeah, so
are you?
basically, the CMB is like a bit of a leftover from the beginning of the Big Bang that's just sort of cruising through the rest of the universe. And so what it basically is, it's sort of like the same everywhere. You can detect the same thing everywhere. So it scientists come up with this inflationary hypothesis
Yeah, well, it stumped them.
to,
They're like, how can this radiation be like all through the universe?
what is this?
Like nothing works like that.
It was like really weird, and they're like, oh, don't know. But they did know. So yeah, they come up with this inflationary hypothesis that basically says at the beginning, when the Big Bang happened, there was like this radiation that occurred because the universe was expanding so quickly, and then it was cooling down. So it was really, really hot at the beginning of the Big Bang, and then as it expanded, as the universe was growing and getting bigger, it started to cool down. And then this sort of birthed this radiation that's just been traveling through the universe since the
Yeah,
beginning of time.
since the
So
beginning, yeah.
yeah, that's what I think that's what that question was asking. Do you have anything else to say about that? What else
Yeah,
happens
look,
with
it's
CMB?
not a topic I know a lot about, which I would really like to expand my knowledge on a bit more, because it is interesting. But like I've said to you before, Caitlin, the Big Bang, there's just something about it that doesn't sit right with me. There's definitely missing pieces to it, and a lot about the universe that I just go, we're missing something. And I think every scientist who studies the universe goes, we're missing something. So, yeah, it's a difficult topic for me to talk about, because I don't know what to say, because I just get confused and absolutely stumped about the beginning of the universe.
Yeah, me too.
And,
it's like,
you know, absolute applause to the scientists out there who spend the time studying it, because it's astonishing. Astonishing to me. Definitely one of the big evidences towards the Big Bang.
Yeah, definitely.
For sure. Because, you know, if something's everywhere, it means it would have had to start when everything was much, much smaller than it is now.
Yeah.
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 And you know, the universe is a big place.
Yeah.
Just a little bit.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, the next question we have is, why does gravity affect time? Now, we should actually be asking, why does mass affect time and space and cause gravity?
Yeah,
it's an interesting question, because this has got to do with Einstein's general relativity, theory of general relativity. It's very... a full-on subject, and very hard to wrap your head around as well, because you're going to imagine a universe in a very different way. Basically, with Einstein's theory of general relativity, we are in a fabric of space-time. Now, that scientists like to imagine it as like basically a grid, and you have mass, and you've got stars and galaxies, and everything in the universe is intertwined in this fabric of space-time and is bending it. Now, that bending of space-time is what we call gravity, because if you're moving along this grid of space-time and you have mass bending it, what's going to happen is, just like if you were on a trampoline and you have a ball and you're sitting in the middle of the trampoline and you're like making it bend down, the ball's going to go inwards towards you. It's going to fall towards you. That is what the theory of gravity is. Now, it's like, it's very interesting in the sense that, like, you imagine it as a grid, but it's not really. it stumps me still. The fact that Einstein came up with it is just amazing to me.
The things that he thinks of, like, what was going on in his brain, honestly
to imagine a world where, you know, because everything we see is like 3D and it's object, and then to imagine that everything like that is just in one big grid is amazing. And his theory's been proven right and right again, because the bending of the space-time will also bend light, and that's how they tested it, was Einstein knew that if I think they used the moon, actually, the gravitational microlensing of the moon to see light around it. They tested it that way, because if there's light behind a big object, gravity will actually bend that light around it and you'll be able to see it. And they use this in astronomy now. It's called gravitational microlensing, to look further back in time to find exoplanets. It's a really big tool that's still scientists still working on, but it's really cool. And a lot you could say about that.
Yeah, if you get on, I think NASA has some really cool photos on their Instagram page of pictures of microlensing. You can actually see it happening if you look at really huge galaxies. Galaxy clusters will actually, you can see this microlensing happening, and you can see the objects behind them being projected around, and it's really cool.
Yeah, no, it is. It's really cool, and that's why they say, you know, when you go towards a black hole, because black holes bend space time until it can't be. It's just continuous spent. yeah, that's
Nothing
not really.
anymore.
Yeah, it's just, you know, bending it until it can't be bent anymore. But the gravitational effect from that is enormous. So when you go close to a black hole, you know, time runs very, very differently.
Yeah.
yeah, from what I know is that if theoretically, if you were to be in a black hole, the whole universe around you would live its whole life in a few seconds. Whereas for people outside of the black hole looking at you going in, it would take billions and billions of years. So, yeah, very interesting how it works like that and very hard to wrap your head around.
Yeah. Yeah, so maybe we'll have to do a whole episode on that. That's a little bit longer than that. I think if we keep it to like, we'll probably just answer three or four questions in an episode, and then any that we don't get to in an episode or a future episode, we'll definitely answer those on Instagram. So if you do ask us a question, you will get an answer, we promise.
And look, I'm just going to answer this now. The world is not flat. And it is true to the way gravity collapses on itself, okay?
The amount of questions we've gotten about the earth being flat. Yeah.
So we'll get that one
So
out of the road. And, you know, if
it's not
you
flat.
guys want an episode deeply explaining why the world isn't flat, we can do that for you. But, you
Yeah,
know.
we can do that. I mean, tell us what the people want, and we can make it happen. Yes, I think that's all we really have for today. Just wanted to come on and introduce ourselves and what we do, and give you a bit of an insight into the future of this podcast.
And I think definitely in the future we'll do some more episodes a bit more about, you know, jobs in the space industry as well.
Definitely, yeah.
Yeah, and try and get some astronomers in Australia on this podcast to talk to you guys and get you guys interested.
Who are a bit more qualified than us.
Yeah, no, exactly. Because, you know, when people ask me and say, oh, where's that going to take you? What job's that going to get you? It's a bit hard because I don't know what job it's going to take me and get yet because I want to do everything. So to be able to get those guys in that are in the field and are working on very important things to do with space science in Australia will be amazing.
Yeah, definitely. And there's so many jobs. It's like sometimes it's overwhelming thinking about how many jobs, are out there
Oh yeah.
for space
And
degrees and
the
things like
fact
that.
that so many people don't know about them, it amazes me. I'm like, wow, this
Yeah.
space industry in Australia is like rapidly getting so much bigger than it was 10 years ago, and still so many people are unaware of it. So let's hope we can change that.
Yeah, educate people on that space is an accessible career path for them if that's what they want to do. And yeah, hopefully we do inspire some people to maybe consider that in their future.
And look, you know, we're cool. We're cool space scientists. It's like, you know, people think that space scientists are just big nerds, but we can be funny, so you can
Yeah,
do it too.
we're funny.
Yeah, and we're like real cool, I swear.
Yeah, we are cool. And just look at our Instagram page. We make cool things.
I know. We put a lot of time and effort into making it look pretty for you guys, so that you guys can enjoy our work just as much as we do.
Yeah. So I think that's probably the end of this episode.
Thank you very much for everyone that's listened. I know it wasn't too much and we're a bit all over the place, but we're just getting started.
Yes. So next week, we're going to be talking a little bit about dark matter since it is the title of our podcast. We thought we better, explain what it is and what we know. I guess so next week, next Monday, we're going to upload every Monday at 7:30 in the morning. So next week's episode two, will be about dark matter. So make sure you're tuning in to learn a bit more about dark matter.
The interesting stuff, hey? Yeah.
Yes, hitting the big subjects first.
Okay. Thank you, guys.